Russia says Syrians themselves must decide the fate of their president. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Assad is ready for talks with all political forces. The latest Arab League plan would see Assad transferring power to his deputy and a government of national unity formed within 2 months. Israeli public and private workers are staging a general strike over the rights of contract workers. The walkout has shut airports, banks, and stock markets. The strike will be open-ended. Union officials say the walkout is expected to cause around $500 million of economic damage every day. In debt-stricken Spain, Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has warned that the country will have to grapple with higher unemployment in the year 2012. The jobless rate is now nearing 23%, the highest in the industrialized world. Official figures show Spain's economy is sliding towards a recession, shrinking by 0.3% in the final quarter of last year. People in Greece have expressed frustration at political negotiations that could result in harsh austerity measures. Officials have been in talks for weeks now to decide whether to accept an EU rescue bailout package and in return adopt tough austerity measures. The Greeks are against the plan. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the wave of Islamic awakening in the Middle East and North Africa has been inspired by Iran. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says the impression that Iran has left on the Islamic awakening is undeniable, yet one cannot assert that the country has been behind the movement. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has slammed the Western political systems as undemocratic. Ahmadinejad says real democracy does not exist in U.S. politics because American people are not free to choose a president outside the two-party system. Made the comments at the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran. The U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Ron Paul says American troop deployment around the world has imposed a heavy financial burden on the country. Paul has promised to make a $1 trillion cut from the U.S. budget if elected as president. And Finnish mobile phone maker Nokia is cutting 4,000 jobs at its smartphone manufacturing facilities by the end of 2012. The job cuts follow a review of smartphone operations announced in 2011. The job cuts come as Nokia is struggling to secure a foothold in the competitive smartphone market.